Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 123, the big 1-2-3 of Active Reload. Not a lot of news this week, but we're talking reviews. We're kind of giving an overarching review
of reviews.
How about that? Wow. And then somebody's going to review our review of reviews.
Totally worth it.
It's going to be a big tunnel. Welcome to the show. There's a lot of stuff coming out this week, too, that we want to talk about as well. That's kind of the big part.
That's
we'll get
the
into
big
that.
One.
And then what we're playing, and then we'll play our game.
I think February is going to be a good month for gaming.
All right, so reviews in video games. There's probably only two other mediums that have as many reviews consistently as our glorious video game reviews.
I think gaming reviews hold way more weight than they ought to and more weight than any other industry-leading
device. I think movie reviews are up there. It just depends on who you listen to, obviously. And that's probably the overarching theme of what we're going to talk about. I would say that there's definitely more... I would say there's more game reviews probably than any of the other mediums,
I would
just in general.
I think gamers hold reviews a little too close to them.
A higher regard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Than movies. Because there's some movies that are 7 out of 10s, 6 out of 10s, that you're like, I'll go see it. But there's not
but
a lot of...
But games cost like $70 now.
It is different.
And
it's a more personal adventure, if you will. Venture.
I play 7 out of 10s all the time.
There's plenty. Most games are probably about 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
I mean, just in general. It's very rare that you get to the 8s or the 9s.
Well,
you know?
There you go. That's another thing that we should start off.
Yeah.
The number.
So, numbered reviews. I think most review stations, if you will, so journalist sites probably do reviews now.
Yeah.
Game Informer. Polygon is historically the one that doesn't, if I remember correctly. They
really?
Don't do any number or star or anything like that.
Man,
VGC.
I think it should be a thumbs
reviews.
Up, thumbs down.
Yeah, some of them do. I think like Game Games Chronicle. God, there's so many of them. Games Chronicle or something does stars, if I remember right, but they're still numbered, so it's kind of weird. I think the numbered system slash the star system.
Yeah,
Andromeda,
the 10-point system.
Yeah, it's kind of needed, I think, for especially now more than ever because we have. So few people that are actually going in and reading the reviews. They're actually just trying to get like the blips of everything.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, Metacritic is as big as ever. Rotten Tomatoes. Because we're even shrinking it down more. Where we just need an overall score of what all the reviewers' numbers were that came together and then had a median review. And that's...
Well, that's why I like the Steam review way of doing it, which is recommend or don't recommend. And then you have an average... And the average is what you should actually apply the number to.
Mm-hmm.
So if 70% say recommend and 30 say don't recommend, then it's a 70 out of 100, 7 out of 10.
And I think historically that, like, when we're doing numbered reviews or starred reviews, sometimes we'll get reviews that make it sound like you have to kind of be able to match the review with what the number is, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And sometimes that becomes a problem where we'll get reviews that make it sound like it's one of the best games they've ever played. But then there's like towards the end, they'll have a slight, there are some bug issues or whatever, or minor fixes I'd like to see changed. But I had a great time. I put 120 hours into it. 7 out of 10. And it's like, well, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense. There's no way it could be that.
Yeah, then you also have people...
The reverse.
If you have people at a site like IGN who want to review a game and they're not big fans or they're giant fans, like how skewed is that going to be?
Right.
You want it from someone who is neutral, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or
but that
I don't know.
Well,
that's why I don't
thing.
Like numbers.
I also don't think that exists anymore. Like if you're in the industry and you're reviewing... games at this point and you're in the industry, you're probably not neutral. Like you're a fan of games. You enjoy playing video games.
Of a genre. Like if you were to review 2XKO.
Right. But if I were to also review that, I would probably give it a loan because I just don't like fighting games.
Yeah, I know.
And that wouldn't be fair.
Exactly.
So that's why there should be some sort of version like you should review 2XKO because you enjoy fighting games. So there's much. But that also that leans it to the opposite effect where you maybe like it more than the average person. So the idea I don't know what, and I'm sure that a lot of these places probably have what, like, the stipulation is, what they're trying to make the number, like, the median gamer would like this
well,
a blank or
where
whatever.
You need to start is you don't want to start at a 10 and then go down.
No.
Like, this game is a 10 out of 10, and here are the things that are bad about it, so that's why we shave off, and now we've gotten down to a 6. It shouldn't do that. It should start somewhere else.
There should be a game that everybody points to as, like, and it should be personal, just personal preference, that everybody points to and is like, this is just the perfect middle-of-the-road game. Mediocre game.
Also, you're not going to really know about a game being a 10 out of a 10 until years later, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think Rocket League is a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I think
some people
Street Fighter 2 Turbo is a 10 out of 10. But when it came out,
yeah,
well, I wouldn't have given a 10.
Some people would say that Rocket League actually went down from 10 out of 10
probably
over the last few years, because since it got bought by Epic, like, that's where the big thing was.
Okay.
I'd say Halo Infinite's not a 10 out of 10, but it's gone up since it came out. And there's plenty of examples of that. Especially now more than ever. That's what we're seeing common examples of now. Cyberpunk is probably the best example of that.
Maybe I just don't like the number system.
Yeah.
I would have recommended Halo Infinite the day it came out, and I still recommend it.
But imagine being out on the street on a corner or in a GameStop, and you're like, hey, everyone in the room, tell me about this game. You're going to get so many garbage opinions.
Yeah, it's true. Just different. It's totally personal, and that's another thing. Again, it's impossible to take away the personal effect of what these reviews usually are. That's what I like about it.
I think Journey is a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
No question.
Perfect. It's a perfect example. Another one. I mean, we talked about this, but Clair Obscur, for me, is a 10 out of 10 video game. There's one of my favorite video games of all time. Mm-hmm. Other people might not like it as much, but if I were to write a review,
it'd be a 10.
Exactly. But the other thing is that, like, when we get to reviews, the personal aspect of it is what I want out of it. Like, I want reviewers to have their own personal effect. Like, because if we eventually start writing these robots.
You're writing these robots?
Freudian
writing
slip, them? Writing these reviews as robots, then it's going to be like, I don't know how much I trust you. You're just a robot. Like, you don't have the personal attentiveness that I have towards this or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'd like a robot to ride me.
I said write. Good Lord.
It's in 2026. Like, we're in 2026. All of that can happen. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the perfect, since I brought it up,
okay,
what would be your perfect middle of the road? Like, if it's better than this, it's a good game. If it's worse than this, it's a bad game. I'm putting you on the spot.
You have to name a game?
Name a game right now. The one that I always think of is a TV show. If it's better than Wings, it's a good sitcom. If it's worse than Wings, it's a bad sitcom.
No.
That's like the perfect 7 of out of 10.
No, Wings is awful.
Right there. 7 out of 10.
Like,
Seinfeld's better.
Wait, Wings is 7 out of 10?
That's what I said.
I thought you said middle of the road. That'd be like 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's
what
true.
Are you
that's
talking
fair.
About?
Yeah. But 5, see, that's the thing. When you're looking, okay, you're, 5, you're, yeah, you're 5, looking, sorry, excuse me,
you're
5
looking
out of 10.
At it as like a C on a grading scale.
Right, a game that's like, yeah, on a grading, you're right. So C. 70 would be a C on a grading scale, but if it's a 5, it's F, which you're failing. Yeah. So, yes, make it a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
Sorry. So Wings is a 5 out of 10. If it's better than Wings, it's a good sitcom. If it's worse than Wings, it's a bad sitcom.
I mean,
what is that for video games?
Oh, jeez.
What game do you think of when you're like, well, I can compare it to...
Borderlands 3.
That's a good answer.
That is a good answer. It's
that's a fair answer.
It's there.
Borderlands 3 has a lot of good things and a really high amount of bad things that just, you know... they eliminate the good things.
Yeah.
So it's evened out as a 5 out of 10.
You know what mine would probably be?
Or a C in a grading in a 5 point.
As far as, and I guess you could probably change this depending on like genres too, obviously. But the one that just popped into my head that I would probably do would be Mafia 3. If it's better than Mafia 3, it's a good game. If it's worse than Mafia 3, it's not a great game. Because it's got some good aspects of it that I really enjoy to play.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, I can be like, okay, I understand why nobody really enjoys this game as much.
Well, a better question would be, what would be a 10 out of 10 for you? A 10 out of 10 for me would be something that's just as fun 10 years from now as it was when it first came out.
Yeah. That's the other thing, too, is when we're doing these grading scales, it's like
Tetris.
What's your example of it? Yeah, a 10 out of 10. What on the scale... what equals a 10 out of 10? Is it the longevity or is it the experience you had playing it right now? Does longevity matter? For me, longevity isn't that big of a deal because I know by the time I play later, I'm like, I guess like Sir Clair Obscur. When I play Clair Obscur again down the road, I won't have the same...
No.
It won't have the same effect on me as it did the first time. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
So, and I think it's just like sports games, I could understand the longevity answer.
NBA Jam.
Yes. Like people can go back and play that constantly.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's definitely the effect that it, the initial effect that it has on me after I've put down rolled credits on the end of the game. And like, yeah. I look back on the scenes. The other big thing that I think is huge is characterization and like remembering characters.
Oh man.
Is very important.
If so, it's like, a story-based game?
Yes, one that will always, like, that does this really well for me is Uncharted. Like, Nathan Drake is a character I'll remember forever.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be on my deathbed, and I'm remembering Nathan Drake.
And what's his partner's name? Come on.
I know her name. I'm blowing
Not
this
her.
Thing. Oh. You're talking about Sully.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sully. Yeah. Okay. I thought you meant, like, literal
wife. Oh, his wife.
Yeah,
no,
his
no,
partner.
No.
I can't remember
partner
her name.
Partner of crime. And I can't remember her name.
I can't remember her name either, which is unfortunate. I should remember her name. She's literally in every game.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, geez.
This is bad. Blank. This is a bad look.
But
Sully, Mark Wahlberg. No.
Wow.
So, yeah. Uncharted for characters like that is like a big part of it. But same with like Master Chief, even though he didn't have lines until Halo 3.
He didn't need lines.
Yeah. But I'll remember
he had lines in Halo 1 and 2.
Yeah. I mean,
finishing this fight.
Yeah. He's got the one-liners down for sure. But. Like, by the time 3 came around, he actually had dialogue.
Yeah,
like
I didn't want to hear it.
We didn't need many lines from Duke.
Yeah.
I like to die.
Hail
I
mean, to the chief, baby.
No, let's Duke Nukem.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, your example of, what did you say it was? Borderlands 3.
That's my middle of the road.
Mafia 3 is probably mine.
For me, I think Mafia 3 is more exceptional than Borderlands 3? Middle of the road.
More exceptional?
I think that middle of the road games get horrible reps. They're treated like trash.
That's a good point. Mafia 3 kind of got crapped on when it came out. I remember that.
For a movie, have you ever seen
ooh, we could do movies all day.
Have you ever seen Dark City?
No.
It is a perfect middle
you
of the
pull
road.
Up names of movies that I swear aren't real sometimes.
It's real.
Dark City?
That is a middle of the road movie, but I like it. A lot of people don't like it.
You leave the movie and you're like, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
But when that
happens with video games, it's a middle of the road game is considered bad. Like, I think
it does
Borderlands 3 is bad. I don't want to ever play that again. But I understand why people played it from start to finish the first time.
However, price point, though.
It is different.
If I paid $7 for a game, and I was entertained for, say, 7, 8, 9 hours, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that was good.
Hey, that was okay.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's a $7 game.
That's true. But
when you get a $70 game, and you're like, ugh, it's not great.
That's why I love Steam. I love being able to refund my game under 2 hours.
Not to mention time spent, too. Is important.
Time spent.
Because a lot
important.
Of it, like, you can be playing for a long time and be like, I'm just not having
Yeah, and that's
fun.
Another thing. A lot of people will, you know, they will grade Call of Duty as a negative game, but they put 100 hours into it. I'm like, really? Do you really think the game is that bad?
No.
If it was that bad, why did you put 100 hours into it?
700 hours. People are like, 700 hours I've played this game and it's trash.
At that point, it kind of just feels like you're playing it because you have literally nothing else to do.
At that point, you're reading someone's diary who is in a bad mood that day.
You're like, I've played War Thunder for 1,200 hours. I don't recommend.
Yeah.
See,
but see, that's also a weird one to have to like if you were to grade War Thunder, that's a weird one to pick.
The UI 0 out of 10.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's stuff that's really god-awful about it, but I understand why people put 1,200 hours in that game, because it's like a blast to like get into a sim airplane game or whatever tank version of that game as well and play that. And it's something that you can kind of relax. Like MLB The Show for me is not a 10 out of 10 game.
Yeah.
I put 320 hours into that game this year.
Yeah.
Just this year. I'm not going to put that at 10 out of 10 though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So here, it's just interesting.
Here's a good question, not to get way off topic. Before I forget, what is a quick game that is your like, want to feel good? Just go back. Mm. You always go back to it. Is
like
it like MLB?
Game?
Yeah. So like, hey, I'm just chilling on the couch. I have nothing to do. I'm going to put on Seinfeld.
Yeah. What is it called? Your not soul food, but
your cozy game.
I love soul food.
Your cozy food.
Yeah. Your cozy game.
Yeah. I have a bunch of cozy games.
Mine would probably be. I think mine changes.
MLB.
Yeah. I mean, mine's probably MLB.
You play that on when baseball season's not in season. Baseball's not in season.
I drop off. Usually like October, which is when it's wrapping up. And then I start to pick up again around now, February, going into March.
Okay.
When it starts again. And then I can play through the summer.
Well, competitive games are my go-to anyways.
Yeah, that's hard for me.
And my comfort food for a game would be UFC 5.
Yeah.
Because it's a competitive fighting game, which I like fighting games and I like competing. And you can, and it also has a casual mode and a ranked mm-hmm. mode. So if you want to get really into it, you can go on the ranked version. I mean, games that offer multiple ways to play that game,
yeah.
I like. So UFC, you can play stand and bang, which is just all stand up, no grappling. Or you can do the regular, which is all MMA. And then you do ranked and unranked. And then tournaments, there's certain tournaments. So you can play that game many different ways. Same thing with Counter-Strike.
Mm-hmm.
I love Counter-Strike. You can do surf modes.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
That's the one that I, dude, I have like weird memories of like growing up in high school and like falling asleep to watching Summit do surf modes and CS because he just started his stream or something, you know? Yeah.
Well, it's fun and it's hard to do. I like Trials HD or Trials.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The other ones, the sequels.
Trials Fusion.
Fusion. I like those games because they're easy to pick up and play, hard to master, stuff like that.
I need, that's why I've kind of been trying to get into roguelites as well, is because those are like the perfect example of what those are supposed to be. Yeah.
But they get real frustrating.
Yeah.
My God.
Like Hades is like the one that I've been playing and I'm like, I hit the wall.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to really sit up and like lock in here to get past that.
You got
to
get good.
Yeah.
I get emails or not emails, messages from people in UFC who hate me so bad. They hate me. The community at UFC 5 really doesn't like me. They don't know I'm on this show, but they send me a lot of messages.
The whole community.
Well, a lot of them, they don't like that I don't let them punch me.
Well, okay.
You know what I mean? So they get real mad.
There's two games game.
And that's
that
when I have to sit up and actually try
Steve,
hard.
What's yours?
There's two games that I hold on real quick before we get to that. There's two games I love until I go online. NHL.
Great pick.
Any of them.
That's a great pick.
Goated games until you go online.
Yeah.
I think that's the worst game I've ever played. MK1.
That's a good pick,
Mortal Kombat 1? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love the game until you go online.
Yeah.
I think
both games.
What's funny is that as I've gotten older, I've really kind of gotten away from playing online.
Not me.
Except for your first-person shooters.
Yeah, except for first-person. Like, but the thing is, like, I'm not going to play Siege unless I have a group to play it with. Like, I'm not solo queuing Siege.
Unless you're stacked.
Right. Like, you put a gun to my head, hey, die or solo queue Siege. I'm not on the show tomorrow. Like, it's Jover. But, yeah, I'm just finding myself playing, like, solo, like, single-player stuff a lot more as I've grown up. And I think that's probably pretty common. Like, people just don't want to deal with it as much.
I guess.
But I enjoy, I mean, there's still online games that I enjoy playing, so.
I started really getting into video games when I was playing arcades when I was little. So it was always a 1v1 split situation.
Screen. My comfort game is Core Keeper.
Core Keeper?
Yeah.
What is that?
Imagine Minecraft, but it's just top down.
Okay.
And you're underground. And you play online with your friends.
Is it like Corpse Keeper?
Core, C-O-R-E.
Oh, okay.
I do like, me some older games.
I see.
So I'm a big fan of Tetris for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I also really like True Skate. You know what that is?
True Skate?
Is that what it's called?
God,
True Skate?
I'm Googling
it's
a lot of stuff.
It's a phone game where you hold it vertically and you flip it with your thumb.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I mean, and I've played many hours on that, and I kind
of
like that.
See, I don't do any of those on my phone.
I can't
do it. It's almost like a fidget game.
Yeah. That's understandable. There's plenty of like people that are doing that. The comfort game that I think we're probably going to see a lot of, if people are commenting what comment what your favorite comfort game is. And if I'm going to guess comments here, Stardew Valley.
That just hit a big milestone. Isn't it the 10-year anniversary?
I think he announced he's made other games, but he's making like another game in the same vein. I can't remember.
Okay.
Sorry.
Man, I wish I made that game.
I know. That dude is, I mean, he's so talented. It's crazy he hasn't like made a studio. He's still just solo riding it out. I can't think of his name.
Not to rip on that game, but I wish there was an option to turn off the energy system.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I want to do more, and then my guy falls asleep.
Yeah,
games that...
Eric Barone.
Games that take away the best part of the game is really annoying. That's why I don't like Apex.
Yeah.
So, a game, is there a single player game that you go back to?
Consistently?
Yeah.
Like as a comfort style game?
Yes.
Well.
Because you would say, hey, I would assume you would say Halo, but how often do you go back to Halo?
Halo, so when I'm going back to Halo, it's to like basically play through them again. Mm-hmm. And I do that basically once a year. The one to go back to for me that is like single player, even though there is an online aspect of it, is Zombies. I love playing Call of Duty Zombies, just solo.
Okay.
That's like my favorite. It's one of my favorite things to do. Just find a map, hop on.
But that's not really a single player game. You're just doing it solo.
I'm just doing it solo, yeah. But as far as single player is hard,
where you experience
man.
A game.
Yeah.
Like watching a movie over and again.
I don't know if I really have one.
I will say Journey. Have you ever played Journey?
No.
You should
I need
do that.
To. Yeah.
The game is less than 2 hours long. It's as long as a movie.
Yeah.
So an hour and a half if you're probably breezing through it. And it still hits you the same. It's really good. You come out of it thinking something a little different. And that's why
Every time.
A very, very good game. Plus, it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Yeah, I don't know if I really have. I don't have a single player one that's like that for me.
Okay.
Very much.
I always go back to Gears of War.
That's a good one.
In terms of shooters, I've gone back to Gears of War more than Halo 1.
Yeah. Really?
Halo 1 came out from 2001 to 2003, I played that a lot.
Right.
But I've only gone back like once every 4 years. It seems like Gears of War, I always replay one. And plus, it's been released so many times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it came out last year.
True.
I played it again. And I just really like Gears of War. I think that is like the perfect single player game loop when it comes to shooters and then stopping shooters and then listening to people tell a story. Then shooting, then telling a story. Shooting, it's good.
So I think if I'm not allowed to use zombies, that's fair. I'd probably say Halo.
Okay.
For sure.
Halo 1.
If I were to pick one in particular, it'd be Halo 2, probably.
Okay. Yeah, me.
Because that's the one, especially now with because the anniversary still looks incredible.
So it does look incredible.
You go back and look at that. I'll go back and watch the cutscenes in that game just for fun because I'm like, man, this looks so good.
It does look everything really,
like
really
this.
Good.
I
played Deus Ex. I'm playing that right now.
Yeah.
Deus Ex.
Whoa, bud. You're skipping ahead. But first, we're going to watch the trailer to Dark City. No, I'm just kidding.
Are we really?
I was ready.
I pulled up the poster.
Let me see the poster.
An Alex Proyas movie.
Yeah, I know.
Who made iRobot.
Yeah.
Famously.
And he made way better movies than iRobot. Didn't he make Zodiac Killer?
No, that's David Fincher.
Oh, I always get Proyas and Fincher
David
mixed
Fincher.
Up.
Proyas did iRobot. He did Knowing with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah,
Some people like that movie.
Yeah,
one of my good friends really likes that movie.
I think that movie.
Okay. The Crow as well, responsible for the death of Brendan Crowe. What's his name?
Brandon Lee.
I know, yeah. Brandon Lee. Brandon Crowe. But yeah, Alex Proyas. Gods of Egypt 2, hilarious movie. You should watch that.
Anyways, watch Dark City. Right
watch
down
Dark
the middle.
City, 1998 movie. From 1998. Go watch.
It's okay.
Alex
Science
Proyas.
Fiction
it's
noir.
Okay.
It's cool. Definitely a looker, not a listener. That's for sure.
What does that mean?
Don't. The dialogue is cringy.
Oh, it's not good.
But it looks great.
Some of it, yeah, it's very scary looking.
It is kind of creepy. It's weird, that's for sure.
In here, man. Anyways, but reviews.
Anyways, well, are we going to talk about games releasing this week?
We can do that.
We can review these off the bat.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Right off rip. All right, let's do it. Games that are releasing this week. I got trailers, and I'm starting the first one here. This game.
I'm going to review this game based off the trailer.
Okay. Thank you. Hey, thank you, Enhancer, for YouTube.
Appreciate are we doing you. Thumbs up, thumbs down, or are we doing a
I
number?
I just closed my YouTube. Hold on a second.
Shout out to producer Steve over there. The picture-in-picture looks a lot better now.
It does.
I mean,
it looks very good.
This is what I do.
Here we go. Aces of Thunder.
Oh, this here we go.
Coming out today. This is out right now, actually.
Yeah.
It's out right now. It's on PS5, PSVR2. A lot of it is very VR heavy, it looks like. And on PC, you can experience the thrill of aerial combat with Aces of Thunder, the ultimate fight simulation game with high fidelity graphics that looks perfect both with and without VR HMDs. I don't know what HMD stands for.
Head display?
Head mounted display. Bingo, that's got to be what it is.
They just came up with that.
Good job. This looks really good. Like just looks wise, it looks gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
It's made by the same people that do War Thunder, the Gaijin people over there.
So this is a free to play game.
It is. I don't know if it's free to play.
We're about to see.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. It looks gorgeous. If you put this over my head in a VR thing, I am vomiting all over my living room.
Yeah.
I am going to throw up all over the place.
I mean, it's making me dizzy.
Here's what I will say. If my dad saw this, crap his pants out of thrill. He would be all over this.
It's a great explosion.
Yeah. It looks amazing. Like, and clearly this is like in engine. Like this is real stuff that's being, not real stuff being flown, but shown here. They clearly recorded this while it was being played. It looks so cool. It looks awesome.
I'm going to play this tonight. For sure.
You should play it and come back because I cannot.
I can barely watch the trailer.
I know. Now, I cannot.
Gaijin usually makes free-to-play games, so War Thunder is free-to-play.
Yeah.
So this makes me think it could be free-to-play, but if it's PSVR...
Available now. I'm assuming that means free-to-play.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I can probably look that up.
I can pull it up, I guess.
Because if that would be a very high-quality free-to-play PSVR game right now.
Oops.
So I don't know. I can tell you right now. Do you want me to give you a review of it?
Yeah. Give me a review of Aces of Thunder before you've played it.
Well, I've already looked at some of the reviews. It's launched pretty poorly.
It is a Gaijin game.
Yeah. And
Gaijin or Gacha games.
I think scroll a lot down. Of people don't enjoy, like, I think this is probably capturing the people that are like casual, like me.
Mm-hmm.
And they get into the Gaijin UI and they're like, oh my God.
Are we really?
$30.
So, okay, $30.
There we go. $30. You got to sign in to Steam if you want to buy something. So it's like.
I know. Yeah, okay.
I'm not signed in because I don't have Steam.
Okay.
So $30. There you go.
Did you just say you don't have Steam?
That's ridiculous.
I don't have an account. No, sorry.
You can play games on your phone on Steam.
Thanks, Blizzard. Appreciate that.
I'm going to give this a 6 out of 10.
All right, and then you're going to play it and report back?
Yep.
Okay. This, like, you're going to play it tonight? Are you going to play it on PSVR? Because you have PSVR.
$30? I don't know.
PSVR. Just expense it, dude.
Yeah.
Like, for the pod.
I'll probably play it on my PlayStation
5. Dude, the shots sometimes when there's planes flying overhead and they look up, that makes me queasy just in this trailer.
I mean, do I want to play this in VR? It looks like I'm going to get sick even though I play VR games.
You're going to get, yes.
So should I spend it on my $30 on my new computer with no VR?
No, or? I want you to play it in VR.
Okay.
I want to see how, like, if it really is going to make you sick.
Okay.
Side note, James, I think you need a Steam Deck just so you can have a Steam account.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to have to rebuy things.
Anywhere. Steam.
My Steam account is like 21 years old.
Damn.
Yeah, I have 21 years or 22 years of service. I saw that the other day.
Hey, big salute. Thank you, sir.
All right, next one is Dragon Quest 7?
That's a 7,
let's
yeah.
Let's go, dude. I don't care about the Roman numerals until Super Bowl runs around. Dragon Quest 7 Reimagined. It's out February 5th. PS5, Xbox Series X, Switch, PC. Unravel the mysteries of the past in Dragon Quest 7 Reimagined. Gather your companions and travel beyond the shores of your small kingdom to discover why it is the only remaining island in the world. It's a lot like that one show.
Ooh, Attack 7. On Titan. I'm trying to remember 7. Seven was, I think, a PlayStation 1 game because Dragon Quest 8 was a PS2 game and it was really, really good. But 7, I don't know if it was a PS2 game.
Are there dragons in this game?
Yes.
Quest done.
Apparently, they changed a lot in this game that made a lot of big-time Dragon Quest fans upset.
What, like art style-wise or
not
like
just art style, but gameplay-wise?
Okay.
Difficulty.
It looks almost like, not visually, but like some of the characters look like One Piece characters.
Yeah, what is this art style?
I know. I don't, like, it almost looks like they're trying to sell me an amiibo.
It looks like Akira, what's his face, that passed away last year from Dragon Ball Z.
Thank you, dude. Appreciate that. Maybe now you put him in. Hey, by the way, he died.
I'm open to the hate, but I hate this art style.
Akira Kurosawa? No.
I can't
Toriyama.
Remember.
Toriyama? I think that's right. Normal.
It's like QT.
Sounds normal. It is like, it does look like it looks
it's
like
a chibi.
It looks like
chibi.
They're figurines.
That's what it is.
Chibi. That's what that means.
My least favorite art style.
Yeah, there is a chibi art style because back in the day, the old Dragon Quest games on Nintendo and Super Nintendo, they had a chibi style. They had big heads, small bodies because of the perspective and
it's almost
limitations.
I can't get into it. The glisteningness of it, like their skin doesn't have anything on it, so it looks like it's supposed to be a figurine.
Yeah,
I does that make sense?
I don't mind the art style. I've heard that it's not as hardcore as the original. And Dragon Quest games were really, really long, hardcore games where there's a lot of grinding.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I give this a 5 out of 10.
Thank you. I actually like that when you do this. You should rate the trailers in general. Is that what you're doing?
I'm rating the trailers.
Just making sure. All right. Next one. Menace.
Menace?
Cool name.
To Society?
Menace to Dennis?
That's a rap album? By who?
It's also a movie. Ice Cube, maybe? I don't know.
Like that. Well, I don't think so. I thought it was...
I don't know. Don't let me.
This
looks
sweet.
Don't let me fall from grace.
Don't let me fall.
I like this already.
This one's out February 5th as well. So you can play Dragon Quest VII Reimagined and then play Menace right after. This one's on PC only. Lead a strike force against an alien threat in this turn-based tactical RPG from the developers of Battle Brothers. Answer distress calls across different worlds, train and equip infantry, deploy tanks and mechs, and plan and execute missions in detailed turn-based battles.
I'm down. I'm playing this.
There it looks like Front Mission.
I love this.
Looks like Halo Wars.
Yeah.
Even though Halo Wars is RTS.
This looks like Company of Heroes, but modern.
You know what I wanted to play the other day? And I can't play it, obviously, because I'm a little console noob. I wanted to play Hearts of Iron.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't play it.
The game's awesome.
I know.
You know what? I don't like it.
Uh-oh.
Not because I don't like these style games. It's just... It's not the art. This art style is not doing it for me. I like the lighting and stuff.
They just threw a C4 on those dead bodies. That's a war crime, brother.
They still have it to where it's top-down strategy, where the buildings are clearly smaller than the people in there. But I wish you could just zoom out and zoom in. I don't know. Whatever. This is cool. Whatever.
Wait a minute. What's your rating?
5 out of 10.
5 out of 10. That's the same as Dragon Quest.
Yeah.
Dude, people are going to rip you apart in the comments. Just kidding.
It's got a cool name, though.
Next. This is quietly.
I know.
Coming out this week. No, or in a couple days. Well, yeah, this week. Neo 3.
Yeah, Team Ninja is doing quiet releases.
They are. This is coming out in 3 days. 3 days. November.
November, dude. Wake up.
February 6th, Neo 3. PS5, PC, the third game in the Dark Samurai action RPG series. Neo. You will need to use both samurai and ninja combat styles in your battles against formidable yokai as you explore a thrilling open field.
Not much samurai going on in these games, but... Wow. This is probably the biggest...
Wow.
Wow. This is probably the biggest Souls-like game that's not FromSoft.
Yeah. Or the one that's, I think, most respected as the Souls-like...
The franchise.
Yeah. This looks really cool. I'll never play it because I'm not a Souls-like guy.
I'm not a Souls-like person. I always wanted to play or enjoy Neo games, but they're just...
Yeah.
They're too hard for me, and I like Team Ninja a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Controllers are expensive and going to break a lot.
Yeah, exactly, and I don't...
There's some people that say, hey, Elden Ring is my casual game. I'm like, how is that possible? How are you playing that game just casually?
That's my wind down game before I go to sleep.
I'm like, you're fighting Melania. It's going to take 4 hours to beat her.
Well, people who play that casually can beat Melania really easily.
A lot different. Yeah. Like, let me solo her. Remember him?
Yeah, I do remember that guy. Yeah.
Yeah, legend.
Those people don't get frustrated with anything.
No.
That was a good trailer.
Incredibly patient. Yeah, Neo 3. That's out in 3 days, ladies and gentlemen. So all you Neo heads out there, you Neo... No, I can't say that.
Okay. Please don't. I'm going to rate this game already. 7 out of 10.
Wait, the whole game?
The whole game.
I thought it was a trailer.
7 out of 10.
All right. 7 out of 10. Full A.
B minus?
Review. No, that's a C. That's a C minus.
7 out of 10.
Yeah, it's a C minus 70.
1.10.
What's 1.10?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I was joking.
Next one. Last one. This one's right up. Wait, hold on. Before this plays, I want you to know that this is an Odin game. This is an Odin and Grant game.
Okay.
Carmageddon Rogue Shift.
Yes.
I love Carmageddon.
Cool name. Oh, so you've played this?
Yeah, it's an old franchise. But there's
now a new one's coming out.
Okay.
February 7th, Xbox Series X, PS5, PC, and Switch. Carmageddon Smash is back with brutal roguelite vehicular combat mayhem. Adapt, upgrade, and unleash destruction of post-apocalyptic zombie hordes. The legacy lives on, reinvented and unforgiving. Yeah, reinvented and unforgiving. This looks like Death Race to me.
Yeah, these games are hyper-violent too, by the way. I don't know if Odin would... It looks like Burnout with guns. Does it not?
I'm sold. Yeah, you know what that reminds me of? Death Race, the movie with Jason Statham. Terrible
Twisted
movie.
Metal.
That's probably a better example.
Carmageddon is a lot like Twisted Metal, but you know, more funny.
It's a roguelike.
Yeah, they said roguelike.
Yeah.
And
which got me interested.
Yeah, I'm interested. This is it. This is it.
The game, ladies and gentlemen.
Is this the game that Carmageddon comes back with?
Hey, you're making news to me that this is not the first game they've made. So
wow.
There we go. How about that?
Carmageddon, the original Carmageddon, has an iconic cover of their game.
Take your word for it. I don't know.
You could just type in Carmageddon. You'll see that famous cover. It's awesome.
We're Googling, ladies and gentlemen. Dude, I never know how to spell this. Geddon.
I'm going to rate that a 7 or in 0.5 out of 10.
This one?
That one. Yeah.
He's just going to work.
Mm-hmm.
POV, your
He's been in traffic for a while.
Yeah, I was like, POV, you're me at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Traffic around here, you guys. Yeah, I know. You guys.
I know.
Can't get upset about that.
Anyways, Carmageddon Rogue Shift. That's the one that I think I saw that one. I was like, this is a Grant game.
Yeah, I think
this is a Grant Odin game.
Definitely going to play that one.
Have you ever been stuck at the train for 15 minutes?
Oh, that's bad, though.
Come on. Yeah, that's bad.
That one it's like perfectly 7:40 on the dot. You're like, what are we doing?
You're about to turn around and someone pulls up behind you.
Yeah.
Before we had to film a sports event and I was stuck.
That's bad.
And everybody's waiting for me. I have the cameras.
And it's always at like 5 o'clock and you're like, we can't plan this out a little bit better. Why are we doing it right in the middle of like the most important part of the day? All right. Those are the games coming out this week. Kind of a fun little grouping.
Dude. February is going to be a big month for gaming.
We got RE right around the corner.
I know.
Which is weird to think about.
They always bring out their like true sequels in February.
Tequels.
Shut up.
Hey, what are we playing this week? Speaking of Resident Evil, been playing a couple of Resident Evil games myself.
Cool.
RE6, talked about that.
Last week, yeah. Can we go into
the real picture? Can you full screen us, Shref?
You got it.
Resident Evil 6, I talked about that a little bit last week. That game is... Maybe that's the middle of the road game.
No, that's... Well, you have expectations too, right. So that's well below expectations.
Yeah, but it's a decent action game.
You're right. What would you say is better, Borderlands 3 or Resident Evil 6?
Oh, God.
Are they around the same? So
I think Borderlands 3 is worse.
Okay.
Personally.
I think so too, because I don't like
Borderlands 3.
I think so too. I think Resident Evil 6 is more enjoyable than Borderlands 3. Even though Resident Evil 6 compared to other Resident Evil games is not good.
I haven't beaten it yet, so I don't know. It could get dramatically worse. I don't know. I'm on the Chris Redfield campaign right now.
Is that the second one?
That's the second one.
Yeah. That one's bad.
I'm basically playing third-person Call of Duty.
Yeah.
So, it's not great. It's a decent co-op experience, but I can't imagine playing that game solo. I'd probably hate it. But I'm also playing RE2. I'm playing Claire now
because
I played Leon the first time. So now I'm playing Claire Redfield's
chasing
version.
A kid around.
Yep. Found Sherry. I just got out of the police station, went to the orphanage, found Sherry, and now I'm going underground.
Cool.
So RE2 is awesome. Man, they nailed those remakes. The remakes are so good.
They are very good.
They're awesome. Crazy good replayability.
Top tier video games.
Yes,
for sure.
They nailed it. Capcom nailed it.
Yes, that's Capcom. Thank you.
Also, Valorant on console, garbage. Don't play Valorant on console. It's terrible.
I'm playing it on console too. Can I say something about it? The new update sucks.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't. Let's see.
It's not garbage.
It's not garbage whatsoever.
That's a 5 out of 10 game.
It's not garbage.
No.
It is a good game on PC. I think it's an exceptional game on PC. It is hard to bring that game over to consoles and still have the same experience. But in doing that, they have ruined the actual game. So in order for the game to flow and look like the PC counterpart, you have to have people hit their headshots.
Right.
And so to get people to hit their headshots, they have an insane amount of aim assist, and it's crazy. Just play deathmatch. You shouldn't be hitting all those headshots.
Yeah.
You should be missing something. And so when you're playing against people who have been playing it for a while or are using mouse and keyboard adapters, yeah, it's just the aim assist is so strong.
And you can't, when you're playing on Xbox, if they have M&K, you can't do anything about it because Xbox isn't going to allow the kernel level security onto their console.
I mean, they've banned people when it first came out for trying to use those attachments, but people have found a way around them. And
they
so
always will. It's inevitable.
It's been out for a year and a half, 2 years now, so it's infested with them.
And if you run into people that are good, like very good at that game, you got no shot.
Yeah, I know. And you
literally.
There's always what is that thing called? The focus fire?
Yeah.
I really don't like that.
I never use it. I just go ADS and then back to hip.
Yeah. So I have left trigger to be my crouch button.
Yeah.
So that way you fire, then crouch, and then step. It is required to counter strafe, not as much as Counter-Strike.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are shooting, then, or if you're moving, then you stop and then shoot, then move, stop, shoot. It's faster if you stop, then move to the right, then hit to the left, and then shoot. It's slightly faster, but it'll save you because otherwise your bullets go everywhere.
They're
now,
everywhere.
If you hold the left trigger on default, which is the focus fire, it eliminates the need for you to counter strafe. Because it adds more aim assist than what you already have. And I hate that mechanic. I really hate that. At first, I thought they were going to bring that down. I think a lot of people wanted that the aim assist strength in the focus fire mode to come down. They actually raised it. They did the opposite of what everybody wanted. They made it more strong. So it makes the controls not fun. I really don't like that game. I think Fragpunk is a better game.
Yeah, I think it's a better console game, for
sure. Yeah, console game, yeah.
Better console experience, which I'm also playing. I just started Fragpunk the other day.
Finally.
Feels good. It's a nice feeling game. I enjoy it so far. Mm-hmm. I hadn't played very much, but I'm excited. I'm gonna
People who play that game go. Always go, yeah, it's a that's a really good comfort game.
Yeah,
it's a, I can see that. You know, it's a 5v5 hero shooter like Valorant, but the actual...
The game breaker
abilities are more than just flashes and smokes and fires.
Yeah, that's the thing that really bothers me the most about Valorant is they were trying to find a way to be unique about using smoke grenades and flashes.
Yeah.
And it's like, just use smoke grenades and flashes.
I know.
Like, it doesn't need to be that different.
Fragpunk does flashes, smokes, and fire with your secondary attachment. So you can actually pick a gun that it's your secondary is your smoke.
Mm.
You shoot it out of a gun or you can hip fire it. Or you can get a Desert Eagle or a better sidearm, but you don't get to have a grenade.
I also think that the card mechanic is very cool.
It's fun.
Like, it's very interesting. It's a good twist on that style.
Yeah.
So.
Did you find something interesting?
Yeah, there was, I played one game where you had a bunch of, like, pigs that followed you.
Yeah.
And they run into the enemies if they see them.
Yeah.
And I found one where that turns a bomb site into, like, it's like a fog. And there's like the
one
ghost
site is fog.
Yeah. And that's all really cool. It's interesting.
I like the card that turns the level into high grass.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go to the flowers in the high grass and sit in there and you can go invisible.
And you're stealthed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's also one where it turns it like into
ice.
I wish it turned it into It turns it into ice and you can pick up like ice skates and you skate around.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. I like it. I think it's a very interesting twist on that.
Yeah.
It's not ass. All right. No. Yours. What are you playing?
I was playing Fragpunk as well. Deus Ex.
He's playing that every week. That's his comfort game.
So Deus Ex, the original, well, not really the original, the PS2 version of the original, the port, you would say. It has different, different textures from the PC port or from the PC game. PS5 or Sony just re-released the PS2 version as the classics,
right?
Like as their PlayStation classics
in the classics section.
It runs really, really well. it loads the game way faster than an original, and it runs at 60 frames and the entire resolution. I'm just enjoying it a lot. I actually like this version more than the PC version. Mm. And the PC version is, you know, obviously designed for PC, and this one feels like it's designed for a PlayStation 2, but the music is better in the PS2 version. And I'm just really enjoying it. So I just kind of ran through. I could play this game with my eyes closed. I just ran through it. I'm almost on to Human Revolution.
That's the last one.
No, that's Mankind Divided.
Yeah, that's right.
There's another one. There's Deus Ex Part 2. I forget what it's called. Invisible War.
I wish it was just Part 2. That'd be fun.
And a lot of people didn't like that, but I think I'm going to go to that, then play Human Revolution. I think I'm just going to go through the Deus Ex.
Play the Deus Ex games.
Games.
Never played any.
Until Resident Evil comes out. Otherwise, I'm not enjoying video games right now.
Oh, there's a hot take. I don't like games. We're canceling the pod, ladies and gentlemen.
It's almost
Grant's done.
Every single game is like reminds me of Highgard.
Maybe you need to play Highgard.
Every single game does.
Everywhere I go, I think of her.
I know. I feel like new games suck.
Nah, come on.
New games that I really like are undercooked, like Arma Reforger. Like I played that the other day. I played it for 30 minutes until I turned it off.
That's not a new game either, though.
It's a newer game. Came out last year. It's a newer game.
Hey, Grant, this is how you fix this. Don't play online games, competitive games for 2 weeks or a week.
Yeah,
and just play Deus Ex, just mainline Deus Ex for the next 2 weeks.
So I'm going back to old games. I seem to always do that.
Love that.
I really, really don't like the way that the video game industry is moving forward in terms of multiplayer. I hate almost every single new multiplayer game. And the ones I do like are undercooked. They came out too early, like Splitgate 2, or they're just
all it takes is the next unpolished one. I mean, but look at Ark Raiders. That game just came out and killed it.
Yeah.
Is killing it.
Ark Raiders
Marathon too. We'll see what that looks
before
like.
We go into the guess of the game, Ark Raiders has a very big problem that I kind of just realized. Do you know what it is?
PvP people.
It has to do with PvP. The entire point of Ark Raiders, the entire point of an extraction shooter is to gear up so you can have a bunch of stuff that is more valuable and you can go out into the game with these more valuable things and have an advantage.
Right.
Otherwise, why would you be taking any loot back to your base?
Right.
The problem is with Ark Raiders is all the best weapons and the gear needed to make these best weapons and to repair them and to do all the stuff with them, they are not as good as the starter weapons.
Oh, yeah, that is a pro. I've seen that. Yeah, I know. The El Toro is still like the best gun in the video game, and it's like the first shotgun you get.
I realized that I was grinding with friends, and I'm like, what am I? Oh, yeah, I got
the Bobcat.
Tempest.
Yeah.
Or the Bobcat's actually pretty good. I found a Tempest. Oh, I can't wait to go spend way too much gear on repairing and maintaining a Tempest with all the attachments, and it's not as good as a Rattler fully upgraded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is I think that's kind of been a problem since launch. There was like, I remember the tinier pistol.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, but that was like one that people used all the time because it shot so fast you couldn't do anything against it.
Yeah, the Venator.
Yes, there. That's what it was. One of them. I can't remember the name.
Well,
of it.
I mean, both the pistols are really good right now. But yeah, So I was grinding with some friends and I was like, you know, I really don't like looting. Because he was like, hey, get away from me. I'm looting over here. I was like, looting what? You have the best weapons.
Yeah.
What are you looting for?
You're a big...
And I was like hanging out with him. I was kind of next to him. He's like, don't loot. This is my room. You go to the other room. I was like, dude, I'm not looting. I'm just looking for people to shoot.
You're an Ark Raiders anarchist.
I am straight up calling people out. Hey, everybody.
F the system. What is this?
I'm in the building. I want to fire at people. That's all I want to do. Just give me a straight PvP.
Thanks for that sensor. I saw that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't hear that.
I said F the system. We're not playing this.
Grant looked at the camera and he was like, I want to.
Oh.
And thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I want to five.
The algorithm thanks you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it. That's my rant.
All right. Let's play Guess the Game.
Cool.
We're going to get into position now.
Oh,
it's time to guess that game.
Guess the game, everybody. This is the game where we look at a screenshot
and
that is really bad,
game.
And we guess the game. We have six guesses.
First guess. This looks like.
What do you think it looks like?
Should I zoom in a little bit, Shref, or no?
No, yeah. You're good. Okay. You're good.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, you could zoom in a little bit. My bad.
There?
One more. There we go.
Okay.
I don't know. This Max Payne?
I'm looking at this. This looks like your reticle of some kind.
It looks like a PS2 game.
You know what I'm thinking of when I first initially saw this? I thought of Time Splitters.
It's too brown for Time Splitters.
No, Cortez is in it.
All right, Time Splitters, do it.
Way over the head.
That was a good joke.
That was a great joke.
Thank you.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I know you don't. Time Splitters, first one?
Yeah.
Let's do first one. It's not. 79%. So somebody's probably out there thought, this is an 8 out of 10 video game. So this is the reticle.
This is a middle of the road game.
Yeah. I don't know what this is. This kind of looks like Watch Dogs, but I don't recognize that.
It almost looks, well, there's like.
That looks like a PS2 game because.
Yeah.
And then the next one looks like a Generation Up. How funny is that?
Could this be.
Is this Gungrave? Type in Gungrave.
That's a game I've never heard.
One word.
Gungrave.
No.
It's a good guess. Oh, this is Lost Planet.
Ah. Okay.
This is Lost Planet.
Never played this.
Extreme. Not three.
It's yeah, because you have your temperature in the top left.
Yeah. Yeah. Good job. Man.
This is a funny game because.
How did you get this?
Because I remember this. I remember this being like the big selling point. They're like, you get to fight these massive bugs on this planet. The only thing you have to worry about is staying alive and not freezing to death.
But that's funny.
At the end, you're like,
the next
what?
One's got to have snow, right? Because this game's all snow. There we go. Okay.
And your TNG is up here, and you've got to worry about that while you're shooting this thing's little hot pods down here.
Oh, yeah. This game was good. Also, co-op game. That was a lot of fun.
It's just weird.
It was a Monster Hunter.
Yes.
Before Monster Hunter.
See, there's your temperature constantly counting
down. Made by
the
same guys, actually, too. Cool.
Was it really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Capcom.
Capcom, yep. Not, what's the one I always mix up?
Square Enix.
Not Square Enix.
Cool. Right, we got that one.
Next one.
Ooh. Mirror's Edge 2?
I want Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
It's not lens flurry enough for
Mirror's Edge. You're right.
Spider-Man. I'm going to say 2. I don't think this is the first one.
Oh, wow, James. Good job.
Let's go, Spider-Man.
We're nailing it.
What Spider-Man. A start. Yeah, that's a Sandman level right off the rip.
Man, it doesn't look like... Man, this game is a really good-looking game, and these screenshots
These are bad screenshots. Yeah, these are not great. Like, this looks awful.
I thought this was going to be a 360 game.
The only reason I
This is like
I
a state-of-the-art graphics game, and we're looking at a bad...
The only reason that made me think about it was actually down here, because I remember, like, when you're swinging around, like, all the trees look really good and stuff. Anyways. Cool. We're doing good to start.
We're doing well. Starting off
good. Good start.
All right.
This could be 13.
I was about to say 13. That's the only way I'm...
XIII?
Yep.
Look at that. Super Bowl coming soon.
Nope.
This is like a simulator.
I know.
Is this the VR game where you're playing and you're trapped in a car?
It's not a VR game, but yes. This is the car game where you're stuck in like...
And it's like puzzles to get out.
Yeah, different dimensions, and you upgrade your station wagon. I can't remember what it's called.
What are you talking about?
A game that came out last year.
My Winter Car? I know that game.
Go to skip. It might come to me if I see it again. Okay, this is totally that game.
Mm. What are you doing, dude? PS5, PC.
You're stuck in a car?
Well, no, you have to upgrade your... It's like a roguelike, but it has a car parts mechanic. I don't know what you call it.
It's kind of like cars.
You have to go out and get stuff, and then you bring your car back and then repair it. Like, there's a blueprint right here. Skip.
Is it... Dude, I don't know what this...
Yep, here's your station wagon. What is this game called?
I don't know, dude. You're the only one that knows this. I don't know what I'm looking at here.
Ugh. Odin likes this game. I was just playing Jollibee. Just forget it. I've lost it because I can't remember the...
There it is there. He's playing.
I can't remember what it's called.
Pacific Drive. On Game Pass, too.
Is that on Game Pass? Look, it didn't even say Xbox. It said PS5.
Maybe it's not on Game Pass.
Okay, maybe it is. I played it on PS5. Because it did come to PlayStation
Plus. This is not the game I thought it was going to be when I... Hold on, let me look up...
Oh, boy. Excuse us, Wiley.
Because I think that the... Yeah, this is the... Because when you look at this, you're like...
Yeah, great
what
cover.
What is this?
Great title, too. Yeah, guess
it's a very specific drive.
Pacific.
Pacific Drive. All right, next one. We're kind of blowing through this right now.
Oh, this looks really familiar.
You're going to have to lead the way here, Shrip, because I don't know what I'm looking at here.
Hmm.
We got two oblong objects. One looks like a tower on the left-hand side, which only makes me believe that the right one's also a tower with middle parts of it ripped out.
This screams like roguelite.
I think it looks like a... it's a fantasy.
That's a carved out ionic pillar.
Bionic pillar?
Ionic?
What does that mean?
Ionic. How do you call
ionic.
It?
Ionic. Iconic.
Dude. Ivory.
All right, skip. I think that might be a background to a fighting game. Nope.
This is a Metroidvania.
Metroidvania?
Blasphemous.
I don't think so. Like that?
Changed at the joke today.
Yeah, you cannot know.
I am kind of killing it.
There you go. Yep.
Hey! Blasphemous. Right.
Look at that.
Boom.
Good job.
I didn't do anything. This looks cool. The backgrounds are very cool.
Love this art style.
These guys made that Ninja Gaiden game.
The Game Kitchen. They're pumping out all sorts of stuff over there.
Was this indeed a roguelite?
No.
Is this Metroidvania?
This is straight Metroidvania, yeah.
I love when they take Metroidvania and roguelites.
Yeah.
And smash them
together.
Like
Silksong.
Yeah.
Silksong is a roguelike?
Nah, I don't know.
I think...
What are you, a goat?
Meh. Okay.
Right, we got a yellow box. This looks like Resident Evil 7. This is like one of the boxes you break to get ammo and stuff.
There's no yellow paint on it.
I think maybe it's on the other side.
All right, do it.
Just because. Ooh. Evail.
Evail.
Biohazard.
Just do 8.
Yeah, let's do 8. Okay, thank God. I've been pissed. Ooh, this looks like a... This is a Jeep. Maybe a half track of some kind. There's no tracks on it. There's tires. But these are tracks. So this is a half track.
Is this a Hell Let Loose game?
It doesn't look... Yeah, let's do it. Screw it. Why doesn't it let you do that? It used to do that, remember?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's close.
That is a German. This is...
Xbox One, though. World War II?
Yep. It's either that or Vanguard.
Yeah.
It's Vanguard.
Vanguard.
The one that nobody else wants to play.
The one of the worst
campaigns ever. I almost played this the other day.
We won. We're killing it, except for Pacific Drive, which I'm going to...
Pacific Drive. No, you can't count it. You couldn't remember the name. You couldn't remember the name.
I said Station Wagon. That's good enough.
Doesn't count.
Pretty close.
Oh, wow.
All right. What the hell is this?
I like this art style, too.
Right,
skip.
It's a racing game. I take that back.
Ooh, it is a racing game. Good shout.
F-Zero. I don't remember that H.
This is like Super Nintendo F-Zero.
Yeah. Kentucky Route Zero?
F-Zero. Yeah.
You're right.
F-Zero. 64. X. I think it's X.
X. Is it the 10th one?
Nope. It's just the second one, I think. Awesome.
That was back when we put X after everything.
Yeah. That was when we did e-news and
email. 2000.
Email. Oh, yeah. That makes sense. And then E...
and X Games. Extreme everything.
E-sex or something like that. Anyways, what is this? This looks like a half chopped grapefruit.
That's Jupiter.
This is Star Wars.
Squadron, Rogue Squadron.
No,
I just thought this looks like a
TIE fighter.
TIE fighter.
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. I'm actually Japanese.
You spelled TIE fighter wrong.
I made a note. That was another good joke right there.
Some kind of heads up display.
You didn't hear what I said?
Yeah, I did. What is this?
92%. Dang.
That's really zoomed
in.
That's
very high. That's a zoomed in. 92% is like up there with some of the best games of all time.
Like Metroid?
So I'm going Corey's in the house.
Metroid?
Metroid? Which
Prime?
One?
Prime?
Prime. It's Amazon's new game.
Oh, ooh, it is a Metroid, game, though. I was right. Metroid Prime 2.
Echoes.
Yeah. Nice.
Man.
Nice.
Wow. Nailing it. Guys are killing it today.
That was good.
There we go. Yeah, great game, by the way.
What'd you guys get, like 5.5?
We got all, well, yeah, we're not counting Station Wagon game, because you didn't get the name.
Oh, we nailed it.
Got almost
all
of
those
them.
Checks. Dang, we almost got all of
we
all
were
that.
On a We were on a roll until you couldn't remember Station Wagon game.
Ah, man.
You jerk.
Look at that.
Ooh, we were in a bad way here.
Yeah, let's do one more for fun. All the way up.
Up here?
Uh-huh.
All right. 1335.
Ooh.
Let's actually go back.
No.
This Sonic?
Is Mega Man X.
Oh.
Wow.
Go through it. Wow, look at that.
That
first
was
level.
A good call.
Dude, where's
it's all the first level.
Is that a
still.
B?
Yeah.
See, I was going Sonic, too.
Still first
that.
Level.
I thought Sonic, yeah. I thought Sonic.
That's not the first level. Okay, cool.
I never played any Mega Man games. What is it with the animals? All right.
Everything's a robot.
Oh, it's like Horizon.
Hmm?
Mega Man exactly. was Horizon before Horizon was Horizon?
Absolutely.
Wow. All right, that's going to wrap the show up. Thank you guys for tuning in. We didn't have a lot to talk about. Well, we made it work, didn't we?
Yeah.
Like and subscribe.
Peace.